Examination of conscience for you. Are you truly Catholic or are you formally Catholic? It's relevant because of what we see in the book of Jeremiah. What our Lord was condemning was formal religion. That doesn't mean organized religion like many crackpots say that God was against, because God established organized religion in Judaism, and our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ completed it by founding a church on St. Peter, organized around Peter. Now it's more like religion as a formality. So your practice of the faith is a mere formality. You come here to church, to Mass on Sunday, you punch your time card, you make the requirement, then you go home, and the Catholic faith has no more influence on your life. Far more has influence on your life. Many other things occupy your time, energy, and thought. When we see what happened with the people of Jerusalem in the time of Jeremiah, beginning, say, in the year 697 B.C., Jeremiah had warned, being a prophet of God, a prophet that our Lord had chosen at a young age. He was the son of a priest, and therefore he should have been respected by the authorities, but he was not, because he preached the truth that they did not want to hear, that they were formally Jews. They were practicing Judaism only as a formality and not as something that informed their lives, something that governed and directed everything that they did. And so he constantly got on them for it. Plus, they were also meandering into the sexual sins of the pagan world around them, because everybody else is doing it, so we should. And they were also meandering into the worship of idols, because all the pagans seemed to have a lot of success worshiping these false gods. We should do it too, just in case it brings us, say, good luck. That's why in 597, Jerusalem was conquered by the Babylonians. The king ended, a puppet king put in place. Jerusalem made a vassal kingdom of the Babylonians. And all of the important and wealthy and influential and leaders of the people were taken into slavery in Babylon. One would think that would have been enough of a lesson. But those who were left behind were simpler and were poor, but they also were practicing Judaism as a formality. So they got even more cocky, because they started to believe that they clearly were the ones that were close to God, because they were not taken into captivity. So they continued to practice the same things, just punching the time clock when it came to the requirements of being a Jew. Go to synagogue on the Sabbath day, make your temple sacrifices, etc. And then go about life seeking worldly pursuits, worldly gains, going along to get along with all the pagans. Jeremiah warned them. And just as before, the king before had thrown Jeremiah into a well and imprisoned him, they were trying to kill Jeremiah, which is why in the passage from our first reading, it comes from Jeremiah's fifth confession, where he actually prays, and we see the insights into the man himself. One of those great lines that I've always enjoyed: "Let me witness the vengeance you take upon them, for I place all my hope in you." Divine justice. So in 587 BC, Jerusalem was reconquered by the Babylonians, and everyone was sent into slavery. And what was left, the very few, those Jews went down to Egypt, where there was a large Jewish community. And according to tradition, that was where the Jews finally got tired of Jeremiah preaching the truth, so they killed him. He died a martyr. And it was Jews that killed him, not pagans. So there's a great danger in practicing formalized religion. Because if you are simply formally Catholic, Catholic in name only, not in real practice, you look like it. You might show up at Mass on Sunday, but when you leave here, you look like everyone else when you go home. You practice what they practice. You speak the same language they speak. You watch the same entertainment that they watch. There's no real difference because you're not really considering how dangerous those entertainments are. And most of all, if you are simply a Catholic in formality only, you have a tendency to never give witness to it in your life. No one would ever know that you are actually Roman Catholic. Too many priests, too many laity, too many bishops, even popes, are living that way, ashamed of Catholicism, endeavoring to make it more agreeable to a world that hates Christ. Why would the church want to agree with a world that hates the Christ? And so this is why our Lord warns the disciples, the 12 apostles, as they're going out, fear no one. The world's going to be opposed to you. But don't be afraid of those who can kill you, which the apostles weren't, save St. John. All of them died. Judas committed suicide, of course, but the others died martyrs. As very old men, they died martyrs. Remember the great line of St. Jude to Simon when the large crowd was coming with clubs. St. Jude says to St. Simon, "It seems the Lord is calling us." Facing a crowd that's about to beat them to death, this is what St. Jude says to St. Simon. They were martyred together as men in their 80s, fearless, because they were more concerned about the one who could destroy both the body and the soul in Gehenna, in hell. In other words, God. It's just what St. Peter says to the Sadducees when they try to get him to stop preaching in the name, the holy name of Jesus. We are not here to please men, but to please God. We're more concerned about pleasing God, because God wants the salvation of souls. The salvation of souls is not something God imposes. Free will is in practice. And so therefore, if Roman Catholics, especially you as the laity, are not giving witness to the truths of Christ in the world, how will the world come to know the Christ? If you're afraid of opposing the world, if you're afraid of standing up to your peers, to friends, to family, to co-workers, with regards to the holy name of Jesus, with regards to the teachings of the church, and I don't mean getting on a soapbox and proselytizing and beating people over the head, I mean just casual conversation or questions, finding out what they know or think about the reality of what's going to happen when you die. You ever think about the reality of death? What a way to open the door to the salvific mission of Christ to someone who doesn't know the truth, someone who might think that death is the end-all be-all. Opportunities should be taken to please God and to save men. And if we truly are charitable, we do that. But again, only if we ourselves are combating the evil within, our own concupiscence, our own bend towards sin. If we're cooperating with grace, then we don't let that get in the way. We avoid sin so we can be more proactive. But at the same time, even if we are failing by virtue of our own sinfulness, it is as St. Paul says, we don't preach ourselves. We preach Christ crucified. So therefore, we should not be ashamed to preach Christ, even if we struggle against sin. Because if we're preaching ourselves, if I as a priest am only telling you stories about me, you don't stand a chance. You should only be knowing the Christ from the pulpit. And I should be only preaching what he does for you. And then you do the same when you go out into the world. You who struggle against sin, who fail, and Christ picks you back up in the sacrament of penance. That's how you know what love looks like. Because Christ always rescues you when you ask him. And you'd be willing to share that with others who are caught and steeped in the terrible slavery that sin is. Love always fosters courage. And if you know God, you love God. And if you love God, then you're courageous in the face of the world. And our Lord reminds the 12 to be fearless in the face of the world's opposition to the truth. The prince of the world does not want souls to be saved. He has lost the battle when Christ was crucified. Every Mass is a humiliation to the devil. It's always going to war with the devil. And therefore, he knows his time is limited, and he's trying to bring as many souls to ruin as he possibly can by distraction, by fear, by entertainment, by slavery to sin. And it is up to the laity in particular, who go into the corners of the world that we priests do not go in, to give witness to Christ crucified, to be the voices of reason, to be the ones who call people out of darkness into the wonderful light that is Christ, and do it without fear. Indeed, if you love Christ, you will. And don't let yourself stop yourself, as the devil will try to get you to do, because you're not preaching yourself, but you're preaching Christ crucified, who conquered sin and death. And if you are truly charitable, you want others to share in the conquest of Christ over sin and death. And you, of course, do it without fear. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen.